This station, in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration, presents by transcription, Men of Action.
I'm home, honey.
Hi, good morning.
What you doing?
Attempting to get some breakfast into our baby.
Oh.
What did you say?
I said, oh. How's her aim this morning?
I think we've got a left fielder. Half her cereal is across the room on the refrigerator. Now you eat your toast here. Well, how did things go today at the transmitter?
Okay, just the usual tube-checking frolic of a radio engineer.
Morning kiss. Hi. Tired?
Yeah. You know, being on the Park Development Committee is just about ready to break my back. I thought committees didn't do anything but talk.
And that's in politics. What got done yesterday?
Oh, we got the playground equipment set in concrete, and we started dragging the ground.
About ready for the grass seed, then?
Yeah, I guess.
What this man needs is some vitamin C. I've got your orange juice all poured. Now, drown your aches in this and think nice thoughts about a grassy, wooded East Heights park, filled with squalling little two-year-olds like the one in the kitchen crumbing her toast on the floor. Here, drink hearty.
Thanks. Oh, I'm thinking of the grass being all in and up and no more night meetings for a while.
Probably come up sneezeweed.
What in the world is that?
Ran across it in the dictionary. It's a yellow-flowered thing that's supposed to cause sneezing. After all, we've got everything else around here.
Nuts. No more meetings.
You'd better get to bed. You've got one tonight, friend volunteer fireman.
Just remember it. Can't skip it either. I invited a guy from Civil Defense out, Frank Tipton. Met him when we were installing our Conrad equipment at the station.
Civil Defense? How did you get interested in that?
Oh, we had quite a talk. He was interested in the technical setup of this Conrad, you know, the equipment and stuff. He knows how it operates from the listener end of it, and he was interested in the key station operation of the thing.
You put that in a long time ago. How come you're just getting around to having a meeting with him?
Forgot about it until I ran into him down at the bank a couple of weeks ago. We had a cup of coffee, and we talked about what was new with him, and I figured the fellows out here would be interested, too.
More meetings.
Yep. Well, get me some breakfast, woman. Here we go again.
Well, I think we've had enough time now to talk over the motion. Let's put it to vote. Those in favor, raise the right hands. Opposed? Motion carries. That seems to take care of the regular business of the Volunteer Firemen's Association. Well, we do have a guest. I think most of you met him before the meeting started. However, I'd like to have Bill Lamb introduce him. Bill?
Okay, Chief. I met Frank Tipton some time ago when the radio station I work at put in its Conrad radio alert equipment. We had quite a bit of time to talk about civil defense here and there, and it's interesting. At least it seems so to me. And a lot of it, the training and the objectives, is right along the line with this volunteer firework. After all, let's face it, most of us are here in the fire department to provide protection for our families, our homes. And with good fire service, the insurance rates on our homes are lower. I think maybe civil defense fits into that thinking somewhere also. Anyway, that's Frank Tipton's cue.
Well, thank you, Bill, and I'm taking it. And I'd rather not make this a formal speech, if you fellas don't mind.
Hey, that's
fine
with us.
Well, that's what I thought. Well, this is low pressure. I am sincere about what I'm going to say, though. I want you to ask questions anytime you want. Now, first off, by title, I'm the deputy director of CD. I'm paid in my job. And this is going to be a talk about volunteers. I'm putting it on the line. CD is volunteers.
Tip?
That's an Army voice, right?
Sue, right.
Okay. So in the Army, the rule is don't volunteer.
Amen.
Yes, and outside the Army, you're a volunteer fireman.
Look at me.
Well, it just shows that your thinking changes as your situation changes. Now, Bill and I talked about this new development of yours, East Heights, and the number of you who are regulars and ex-GIs, most of you. Now, as such, you went through almost man-killing preparations for war. You cussed and rebelled at boot or basic training just as I did. But somewhere along the line, you were upgraded. And with the rank, you learned an old axiom. As long as there was cussing, there was nothing to worry about. Silence from your men caused the worry. Now, there was a reason behind the driving training. It saved lives when the chips were down. And as tough as that military training had been, it was made easy by the vision of a tangible enemy that brought home sharply one unequivocal philosophy. Now, all of you remember it.
Kill or be killed.
Oh, man, I can still hear my old CO barking it out. Old Captain Dow.
Yes, and everybody had one like him, if they were lucky. But you know, some people can't see training unless that enemy can be seen. Now, that's the difficulty of organizing civil defense at the neighborhood level. Sure, it would be easier if you could just order everyone into those ranks and make them work. But that's not the way of civil defense, nor is the training man-killing. This is volunteer work, and in order to get volunteers to work, they have to be convinced in their own individual minds of its worth. Now, if they, or if you, realize that each individual neighborhood should be organized for evacuation or to cope with disaster in general, the hurricanes, the floods, tornadoes, that life-saving organization will be here and ready when it's needed.
Frank, maybe I'm running ahead of your signals, but what's the pitch? I think the guys would like to know what you want from us. Where do you think we'll fit in?
All right, good enough. Now, what is wanted in your community is organized warden service. And I might say, quite a bit of that work and training is already within your realm of working knowledge as trained volunteer firemen.
Boy, I don't know about spending any more time in this sort of thing.
I'm beginning to put a premium on my sack time.
Man, my wife will throttle me if I sign up for any more nights out. She got no sense of humor about these solo social nights.
All right, let me offer a suggestion. Why don't you bring your wives along? After all, when it comes right down to it, better than 60% of CD jobs are or can be handled by women.
Yeah, that could be.
Well, I don't want to take up much more of your time tonight, so to wrap up on my part, I'd like you to see a short film, Front Lines of Freedom. Now, it deals pretty graphically and realistically with our vulnerability to attack and with the story of our air and warning defenses. It ends with a civil defense moral I don't think you'll forget. Okay, Bill, will you cut the lights?
I just wanted to check on the sprinkler system at the park. Hey, you know what?
No, what?
The grass is coming through. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. It's only been, what, a couple of weeks?
No, a little more than that. But you've been up there on your hands and knees begging it to grow. How could it help it?
I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Bill. It's Frank Tipton, Civil Defense.
Frank, what's on your mind?
Well, to tell the truth, Bill, I'd like to push for that joint meeting of husbands and wives out there. You know, it came up at that meeting last month. Do you think they'll go for it?
Oh, hold the line a minute, Frank. Pat, it's Frank Tipton from Civil Defense. Remember when that last meeting was over and I talked to you about his idea of getting the wives in on this thing?
Mm-hmm. He wants to go ahead with it?
Yes. What do you think? Will the gals be interested?
Oh, they might once they knew something about it. Of course, it'll put a strain on the babysitter problem, but we should be able to work out something.
Frank, just talking to Pat about it, I guess we can try anyway. When?
Well, I'll leave that up to you. Let me know, Bill. I appreciate your help very much. Well, thanks. I'll see you later.
That's okay, Frank. So long.
He must be a pretty convincing talker. What in the world did he tell you?
He just talks sense. I like him. He didn't try to snow us, no phony flag waving. I don't know. It just seems to make sense.
I was wondering how come he picked you to work through.
I guess it's just that I seem interested. I gather that's sort of a novelty. CD's got problems. You know, they can't go around scaring the pants off us. Just wouldn't take. It's got to sell because it makes sense to people.
Then it does to you.
I don't know what's around the corner. If it's a war, it'll be kind of late to start training, but the training, even if we don't need it for a bomb, fits right into disaster situations. Remember when we got stranded in Omaha during the flood a few years ago? CD was pulling them out of trouble. And the floods over in the Northeast? Somebody was ready. Trained. You know, those things are pretty frightening.
And you know what I think? I think I married a man with a conscience. I like it. ¶¶
That at some length is why I had hoped you wives would come to the meeting with your husband. You know, there aren't any big, dark secrets about this civil defense. You have to know as much as your husbands do, if not more. Well, I can smell the coffee brewing, so just let me go back over a few of the points and then on to the refreshments. Well, we've covered most of the civil defense warden functions, particularly mobilizing your neighborhoods for evacuation and aid to the handicapped. Now, we've got to acknowledge that radioactive fallout will undoubtedly be a threat in this area. Now, shelter must be planned for. Also, more cover if one is caught in a place where no shelter is available, especially if the alert is given in a major city. Now, East Heights, being a suburb, there's the possibility of the neighborhood becoming a place to receive evacuees. A rescue, getting yourself out of a building in which you might be trapped, what we call self-extricating methods. Now, these things you should know in addition to assisting your neighbors. So, this is warden service. People working in their own neighborhood, registering people. The aged who may be alone at the time will need help. Advice on first aid, clean attics, basements, evacuation, shelter, rescue, and protection against radiological hazards. Folks, this is just the beginning.
More coffee, Frank?
Thanks, Patty. I'm a little dried out.
Well, they listened, Frank. I really think they did.
Will they do?
Hi. Am I breaking up something?
No, Art, roll in. Frank, this is Art Macon.
Oh, nice to meet you, Art. Say, you were the one...
Yeah, I'm the one that was heckling you last time. I hope you didn't take it seriously.
You were a good foil, volunteer.
Fair enough. I've got a confession to make. I've been... thinking there's an Air Force base on one side of East Heights here and an Army hospital on the other.
Mm-hmm.
My point is this. I'm regular Army, like quite a few of the men here. What'll happen? Come some emergency, we'll be called to duty. Our families will be alone without this CD protection we've been talking about. In a nutshell, I think I'd feel better if the guys in the neighborhood were organized. That's my buck's worth.
Make sure your wife is interested, Art, and you'll get your dollar's worth. We're joining the men.
She'll buy it. Well, I better get in line.
Looks to me like his hands are already full of food.
No, he needs the other line over there. I put up a roster sheet so that any interested souls might sign up. For CD, that is. At the moment, it appears to be out pulling the coffee line. But like you said, Frank, it's only a beginning.
Well, I think maybe it's a good one. Thanks, Bill.
Men of Action was written by Pete Morstad and produced and transcribed by the Rocky Mountain Radio Council for the Federal Civil Defense Administration under the production supervision of Nat S. Linden.